So hello all and welcome to Just I, the MGTOW philosopher, also known as the realist, because if you are a man going your own, you know, then you are most certainly a realist. So how y'all doing today? I hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. I'm doing okay, I'm doing all right. Could be better, but also could be worse. So this has been big in the news, and honestly, I'm very interested in this topic. I don't talk about subjects, generally speaking, that I'm not interested in. And this is the Trump cover-up. But at this point, it's a cover-up. Let's be honest here. Trump is doing any and everything he can to put this story to sleep. You know, Epstein, I said on all of those media appearances I had during my campaign that I would most certainly reveal the client list and all the information and all that redacted stuff. Well, the vast majority of it, unless it was some kind of security risk, threat to national security, yeah, I'd be releasing that info. Well, now all of a sudden you don't care, and you're not supposed to care either. So I got some content I want to watch here. I might take some notes along the way, and then after we're done reviewing it and me giving my thoughts directly on that content, I will get into my analysis. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And by the way, before you do anything, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell, because, you know, YouTube hates people like me who not only tell the truth about the symptoms, but I actually dive deep and try to address the causal issues, what it is that's creating the symptoms, who it is, why they're doing it, which is why YouTube hates me and shadow bans the crap out of me. So hit that notification bell, subscribe, and don't forget to comment. It's good for the algorithm. And let's jump right into it, shall we? Okay, so here we have Trump on OAN, One America News, but of course this was on every news station, except maybe CNN, who knows, but even they probably published it. Even they probably showed this media interaction. So without further ado, let's hear what Trump has to say when questioned about the Epstein files.
Jeffrey Epstein, it left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is...
By the way, Pam Bondi, she's not a bad-looking broad. Did you guys know she's 59? Just go and Google a picture of her. Go check her out. A close-up. She looks pretty good. Not only does she look pretty good in the face, and it doesn't look like she's had plastic surgery, but she's also got a pretty good figure. I mean, she looks better than a lot of, in fact, I would say most broads that are 20 years younger than her. I mean, that's a pretty low bar, considering most broads these days are obese. Two-thirds of American women are obese. That's obese. And then the other one-third, most of them are overweight, too. So I'll give her kudos. She's around my age, and she looks pretty good. Anyway, enough about that.
Is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Costa, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape?
Yeah, sure.
Pam, could I just interrupt for a second?
Yeah, Pam, who does a great job. I don't want you to say nothing. I'm going to put this to bed. No comments allowed. Interesting.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy?
So let me get this straight. If something bad happens somewhere else in America, something tragic, we're not we have to shift all our focus to that. So they're mutually exclusive. We can't be concerned about what happened in Texas, the floods, is what he's addressing, and Epstein. Okay. All right. I just wanted to get that straight. Continue. That's not a dodge. That's not an evasion on your part. Oh, no.
This creep, that is unbelievable.
I'll tell you what's unbelievable, telling me that I'm not allowed to talk about, be concerned about an issue that affects me, my country, who governs it. I'd like to know if people who are running my government, people in Congress, the Senate, the executive branch, judges perhaps, I would like to know if some of them are PDF, files, but I'm not allowed to know that because some kids died in Texas. Okay.
Do you want to waste the time, and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy.
Yeah, so we have success in some areas. We're not allowed to address things that are unpleasant or what he doesn't want you to talk about. He's the arbiter of what's important, what is relevant, and what you should want to know. Because, yeah, you shouldn't care about this. And if you do care about this, well, you're a heartless person.
With what happened in Texas, it just seems like a desecration. But you go ahead.
Okay, so it's a desecration. Oh, right, yeah, just desecrating to the memories of little kiddies that died. So I think the desecration is you, Trump, using the tragedy in Texas as a dodge, as a way to evade talking about Epstein. But anyway, let's move on. So continuing, Trump, after that press conference where he was asked about Epstein, and how dare you ask, because if you're concerned about one issue, that means you're not concerned about another, as if somehow one issue trumps another, which in some cases might be true, I don't think some flooding in Texas means that we also can't be concerned about Epstein. But anyway, here he is, talking about the Epstein files again, because he got asked about it. You can see he's very perturbed. How dare you ask me about this, even though I spent my entire campaign talking about how I was going to release the client list and the files fully unredacted, so long as there wasn't some kind of national security risk, of course. Although, again, I would wonder who decides what's a national security risk or not. And by the way, we can't decide that because it's redacted, so we can't say, hey, is that a security risk? Is it not? But anyway, he's the arbiter of what's true and right and important, so let's continue.
How many more seats?
On what subject? Epstein.
On the review of the files. Attorney General Pam
Bondi.
Did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
Oh, no, no, my name was nowhere. It didn't appear anywhere. You know, even though I'm on flight logs, going out to his island at least 7 times, I don't know what there is to do on this island. I've seen pictures of this island. It's literally a tiny little freaking island. You maybe ride around on a golf cart from one end to the other. You can walk across it in a few minutes. I don't know what there is that's so fascinating about this island that you would be going out there 7-8 times or more. Unless, of course, there's some candy out there to avail yourself of, have some fun with, if you're a degen. But otherwise, I don't get it. But anyway, let's continue.
Just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden
If these files were made up by the Clintons and Biden and Obama, what the hell was Epstein doing in jail then? What was he doing in jail? Why was he in jail? Why was he off? Oh, excuse me, he committed suicide. Let's get that straight. What the hell was he doing in jail then if all these files were made up? Well, apparently there's no victims. Apparently all those victims that got paid off to the tune of $300 million, over 200 of them, right? By that financial investment firm that Epstein was connected to, apparently they don't exist. They were never victimized, and obviously there was nobody that was ever blackmailed for interacting with these 200-plus people. And by the way, there's way more, like over 1,000 is what they said initially, over 1,000 victims when this case first came to light. But apparently those victims don't exist. Those payouts were never made. And what happened to those people who got paid, all that settlement money, never happened. This was all made up. It's a figment of the Clintons' imagination. Just like the Steele dossier. Okay. Interesting, Orange Man. Continue.
We went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it.
It's interesting how he pivots. During his campaign, we're releasing the Epstein files. And I love how people are saying that wasn't part of his campaign. If you ask me, that was part of his campaign. He was talking about it so much, and his underlings were talking about it so much, that sort of seems like it was part of his campaign. You could argue it wasn't because he just mentioned it on media appearances, but I'm pretty sure he mentioned it during some of his speeches as well, even if not. He talked about it a lot. So, but either way, dude said he was going to release this stuff. Spent a long time, years in fact, talking about it. But now, what are you doing? What do you care about this stuff? It was all fake. Didn't you know that? Okay, interesting.
But she's handled it very well. And
has she? I got the names on my desk. Implying, you get the client list? Yeah, the client list is on my desk. And then, no, there's no client list. What? That's a 180-degree pivot.
It's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release, yeah.
Oh, whatever she thinks is credible? That's interesting. Apparently, she thinks nothing is credible because she released nothing and told us all, well, you know, we thought there was a client list, and I even said there was a client list, and everybody else said there was a client list, and we're going to release the client list, but now there's no client list. Sorry. Interesting. Oh, but wait, it gets better. So, if that wasn't bad enough, if essentially doing a total 180 and then doubling down on that wasn't enough, now he's tripling down. So, he went on to Truth Social and just lambasted anybody foolish enough to still be caring about this. Listen to this. Listen to this, Cope. Listen to this nonsense. This is crazy. What's this guy thinking? I guess he's thinking, well, I'm already in my second term, so I don't have to worry about getting reelected again. So why bother caring what people think? I don't know, man. This seems to be going 100% against his base, right? As if that press conference in the beginning wasn't bad enough. You people shouldn't be caring about this. Oh, 60, I think there was a poll. I think he even posted a poll on True Social asking who cares, and like 67% of people said they care. And only 17% of people said it wasn't really that important. But apparently, no. Most people, even if they care, they shouldn't. And my base, that's the most concerned, well, you people are wrong. Okay. So, Trump begins by saying the radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Have they? I mean, weren't they doing everything they could not to talk about Epstein the entire 4 years that Biden served? What are you talking about? Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell. I don't know how you're conflating these two. These are, yeah, proven to be false. These claims, the claim that the laptop was fake, proven false. The Steele dossier, proven false. Now he's claiming that the whole Epstein case is the same thing. Then why is Ghislaine Maxwell even in jail? Wish the damn swore had come from Russia. No, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom. And even the Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made-up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. True. These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. Does seem that way. I wouldn't say the GOP is good at much more, though. Let's be honest. They got no backbone. It's all they have. They are no good at governing. I would agree. No good at policy. Yeah, I would agree. And no good at picking winning candidates. Well, I mean, look what they have to choose from. People that believe in democratic socialism, it's not much to not much to pick from in that category of people. I mean, people that tend to gravitate towards socialism don't have much merit in the first place, which is why they love communism socialism so much. It favors those without merit. It's why they want to take other people's stuff. Anyway, yeah, also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Well, that's true. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. It's a hoax now? I'd love to know what part is the hoax. The client list? Or, I mean, what? What is the hoax? I don't know what the hoax is. Can somebody tell me? And my past supporters have bought into this BS. What do you mean, your past supporters? What's he talking about, past supporters? I'm confused. Wait a second. Now he's throwing his past supporters, you mean your base, under the bus? Is that what you're doing? The people that have supported you for 9, 10 years, if you include the time before your first election, the people that were there for you, your base, your core supporters, now they're imbeciles that believe in BS, which is essentially what you're saying. Hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson. What? And probably never will. even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years. I don't know that people in your base were conned at all by the Democrats. So I know what you're talking about there. Your base didn't really waver. They saw the Steele dossier for what it was. So I wouldn't conflate the never-Trumpers and the left with your base. That seems like a bad idea to me. I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. I don't know. Kind of debatable. And all these people want to talk about with strong pride in by the fake news and the success-starved dems is the Epstein hoax. Again, what hoax? What are you talking about? Are you saying that there were no young girls molested? That there were no young people that were SA'd and used as a blackmail fodder against certain figures in government? Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't ever think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success. Because Because I don't want their support anymore. Whoa! So, let me get this straight. If you care about the Epstein case, if you even care about it, he don't want your support. Because caring about the Epstein case means you don't care about victims in Texas or the success he's had in office. I'm confused. How does caring about the Epstein case mean I don't care about the success you've had? Are you saying that this somehow indicts you or criticizes you or calls into question your handling of this case? And because you had so much success, and because some kiddies died in Texas, we're not allowed to do that. And if we do, we're essentially spitting on the memories of people died in Texas, and we're spitting on your success because we're pointing out something that you've handled terribly. Seems like kind of a false dichotomy. I think there's some other choices there. Anyway, let me get more in depth now into my analyses. So, let's harken back a bit to Trump's campaign, where he claimed on stage that the Clintons feared the release of the Epstein files. I don't fear it. I got nothing to be afraid of, but the Clintons, they should be afraid. Now he's saying that the Clintons are the ones that wrote the Epstein files, that they're responsible for some vague hoax. I don't know what the hoax is. The files themselves, the case against Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, or what? What's this hoax? And if it's all a hoax, what do they need to be afraid of? Oh, man, this dude spent years campaigning on this. And now he's done an about-face. Why? What's happened? Meanwhile, at the same time he's put this to bed and done his about-face, Israel is nominating him for a Nobel Peace Prize. And at the very same time, he's supporting Ukraine. Selling! Yeah, selling them weapons with our money. How many hundreds of billions of dollars did we give Ukraine? And now they're just giving it back to us for more weapons. Oh, whoop-de-do. Whoop-de-do! So, let me get this straight. Now that he has dumped the Epstein case and said there's nothing to see here, and telling everybody they shouldn't care about this, suddenly he's nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize by Israel. Very interesting. Since many believe that they're the ones, at least one intelligence agency, along with the CIA, too, I'm sure, that was handling Epstein. That he was doing the blackmail for. But anyway, you know, that's just allegedly. All of a sudden, he's also supporting Ukraine now. He was going to end that war real quick. Yeah, yeah. Now it seems like his efforts have shifted toward supporting the war. Interesting how all these things have changed in such a short period of time. At the same time, he stopped pursuing Epstein, and more truth on that matter. And by the way, if this is all some kind of hoax, we need to let Ghislaine Maxwell out. You need to fire Pam Bondi because there was nothing there to begin with. She's been wasting all her time and the FBI's time investigating something that's a total complete farce. So she needs to go. Good job she's been doing. Like hell, she's been doing a horrible job then. Bye-bye, Pam Bondi. But no. We're going to keep her and say she's doing a good job for some reason. And by the way, if this is all a hoax and those 1,000-plus victims, 200-plus which have been paid off to the tune of $300 million in total, if it's all a hoax, then why were they paid off? And by the way, if all these people exist, but this was a hoax. Wait, what? And if there's no client list, why wouldn't you talk to these victims? You know enough to know how many of them there were. And you at least know who 200 plus of them are. Why don't you talk to them and get first-hand eyewitness testimony? You don't need no client list then. Talk to the victims. They'll tell you who the dudes were who essayed them. And then got filmed during the essaying by Epstein, who then blackmailed them for either cash and prizes or favors to be named at a later date. Why don't we talk to the victims and find out who the clients were? Oh, we don't want to know. No. We just want to stick our heads in the sand because these people are too important, right? We can't possibly reveal to you just how many important people in our government were predators of children. Well, God forbid. If you know about that, it could cause the whole system to collapse, right? Yeah, okay. And I suppose it was a hoax when all of those Epstein files were released by all those social media influencers earlier this year. Yeah, now, that whole publicity stunt nonsense where all those social media influencers thought that they were going to get some good headlines and publicity, and you had them outside the White House holding up these big, thick binders of Epstein files. And it turned out, though, but it turned out that it was publicly available information that was already had been released, was readily available, and the vast majority of it had been redacted. It was nothing new there. Oops! Publicity stunt! We thought you'd forget about it after that, but apparently, you know, the public hasn't really been following Trump's orders. Yeah. Imagine that. Then we've got poor little Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in prison over a hoax. Ghislaine Maxwell, whose father was connected to an asset of Mossad. That's interesting. You don't hear anybody talking about that, though. No. You're not allowed to talk about this case anymore, right? Nor are you allowed to talk about that video footage that they released outside Epstein's cell, which didn't seem to show anything. Was it even for the time that he was supposedly, self-annihilating? And by the way, they found out that it had been edited. The video was edited! There were several minutes missing! Why'd they release that? That's a nothing burger! And all of this makes you wonder. This total about-face that Trump did, has done. It makes you wonder, was Trump maybe, possibly, perhaps, an actual client of Epstein? Could it be that he availed himself of some of the candy on Epstein's island, which seems to me to be the only reason you go out there, island in the middle of nowhere? What the hell is there to do out there? Could it be? Maybe? Possibly? Oh, well, realist, this happened, all this stuff with Epstein, including his friendship and interaction that he and Epstein had was well before he was president. That doesn't mean that Epstein didn't record some interactions with some candy young folks for later use. Eh? I wonder if that might have happened, and Trump might have been saying to himself, Epstein was recording all of these people and later blackmailing them, but he's never contacted me. Of course, I'm not in politics, really, or in a position of governmental authority where I would be any use to him in that area. But I availed myself of some of his candy when I was out at his island. Is it possible he recorded me? Uh-oh. But realist, if Trump had been on a client list of some kind, wouldn't the Democrats have used that against him? No. They can't release a list where the only name on it that isn't redacted is Trump's. Nobody would buy that. If they released Trump's name, they'd have to release all the other clients as well. And how much you want to make a bet that Biden was probably on that list? Not Obama, because we know he's... we know what way he goes. He's not into chicks. Allegedly. Yeah. He bats for the same team. Some people that they don't want us to know are on that list. People so powerful, so deeply ingrained in government, who have been around for so long, so much influence, deep staters that we don't even know who they are and they don't want you to know who they are, that the list could never be released. If they release Trump's name, then they got to release all these other names too, and then it's mutually assured destruction. Can't have it. So the list of clients who was actually blackmailed, who availed themselves of Epstein's candy, can't be released. So does this explain why Trump has made an about face about Ukraine? War in general? I'm the only president in how many decades had started or had gotten us embroiled in any new wars? Now all of a sudden we're at war again in the Middle East? We're sending all this aid to Ukraine, fighting a proxy war against Russia, even though it was very clear he did make that was part of his campaign. I'm going to stop the war. Or at the very least, we're going to stop supporting Ukraine, and then that'll stop the war. But now, we're selling them weapons, and they're giving us back our own money. They're buying the weapons with our money that we gave them. Ooh, yeah, that's some brilliant business move there. Oh, yeah. And the big, beautiful bill? Oh. Another $2, $3 trillion in debt. No big deal. He signed that piece of garbage. Could him being on that client list maybe be why? Did somebody maybe whisper in his ear, hey, you might want to think about going this way? Or maybe, possibly, you having availed yourself of candy, somebody might leak that you were a client, and video could surface all of a sudden. Can't have that. You got Dan Bongino, threatening to quit over how Pam Bondi handled this. Cash Patel, not so much. He seems to be a go-along-to-get-along kind of guy, and Pam Bondi, she's a yes-man, yes-woman, I should say. She seems like a total diversity hire to me, not a merit-based one. So she's going to go along to get along as well. But she's great. She's wonderful. She's doing an awesome job. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is being handled so well. And by the way, I should add that when all this came to light, when the Epstein files themselves, when the case became media fodder, Trump was in his first term. He was in office as president. And if you listen to Epstein, they were best friends at one time. And they've known each other since the 80s. You think that President Trump, who's in power, finds out that his buddy, Jeff Epp, whose private island he went to at least 7 times that we know of, is being prosecuted for trafficking of little ones, candy? You think he wouldn't look into that? You think he wouldn't check those files out? His former friend, from Epstein's mouth, best friend, is being indicted, is being thrown in jail. You think he's not looking into that? You think he didn't at least do some investigating? And so even if he did a little, obviously he would have. Come on. Unless you're stupid. You know he did. He looked into this. Which you would think, of course, there's got to be something there. He's saying, if you're going to tell me your former good friend being indicted? This could be a political hand grenade, if not handled well, because you two were connected. You were friends for years. And he didn't look into that to see if there was anything there. And then he spends his campaign talking to reporters about how he's going to release the files. So there are files. He's going to release the client list. So there's a client list. He would know. He was already in office. This happened when he was in office. But now, all of a sudden, there's no client list. And it's a hoax? What? Talk about gaslighting. What's going on here? So what are the possibilities? Well, there are quite a few. Number one, he's telling the truth. That's a possibility, right? Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he just said all this during his campaign because he saw it was an issue people cared about. So he harped on it. so that people would vote for him. It's that. It could be that simple. Sure. Sure. Could be that maybe the hoax he's referring to is some aspects of the case, or that he was on the list of people who visited that island, which isn't a hoax at all, because we know he'd been there at least 7 times. So I'm not sure where the hoax is. But okay. I'll entertain that possibility. I don't think that's the case. But okay, maybe that's one possibility. Another possibility. Well, this isn't a possibility. It's a fact. He went to the island. But now he wants to put this to rest and not talk about it anymore, because maybe he's just tired of talking about it. Maybe he just doesn't care anymore. Maybe like a little kid that's tired of a toy, he just pretended to care about it because it was a good subject to discuss during his campaign, to win over more voters, to make people think he cares more about rooting out corruption and degen monster PDF file scumbags from government. Maybe it was just about currying favor with more of his base and bringing over more people who were independents. And the truth of the matter is, he never actually cared. And now he's just tired of it and wants to move on. And it's like, enough already. We got more important things to handle. That could be true. That could be a possibility, sure. Yeah. Maybe he was just totally, completely disingenuous during his campaign in discussing this subject and, you know, just wanted more votes. Eh. Sure. That's possible. Another possibility, there's a client list and he's on it. There's evidence of him diddling, playing with, doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing with Epstein's candy. And somebody said, hey, buddy, better support that war in Ukraine. You don't want this info getting out, you know? Gotta be real careful. Gotta support that war in Ukraine and gotta support Israel in their war with Iran. You got to giving Ukraine armaments, because they're just giving us our own money back that we gave them in exchange for these arms. Otherwise, you know, the world might find out what kind of man you really are. That's another possibility. And yet another possibility is that Trump isn't on the list. On the client list of people who have been recorded as blackmail victims, but they're not really victims, these people. They're victims of blackmail, but they're not victims in the broader general sense because they're a bunch of PDF scumbags. But anyway, there are people listed, recorded on video that we have of having done these things, but they're too powerful. They're big business corporate magnates on the board of directors of big investment firms like BlackRock, and they're global bankers and people whose names begin with R and with child, and they also like children a little too much, if you know what I mean. And they support a certain country in the Middle East that is very recent in its formation. And, you know, if these people were proven to be a PDF, you know, that could cause the whole government to collapse. Yeah. Mm? No? Okay, sure. By the way, I think that's perfectly fine. I don't think that would happen. I think that's nonsensical. And if it does, then if it did when this information was released, then that government deserves to collapse if it has people like that in power, in authority, in positions of control. Absolutely. So maybe that explains Trump's total 180 on foreign wars and the big, beautiful bill, which is a big, beautiful waste of money. What do I think? I think it was the third option. I think that Trump was a client. I think there's evidence of him having interactions with candy on Epstein Isle. That's what I think. I don't have any anti-Trump bias. I don't have a pro-Trump bias. I'm a philosopher. I'm a realist. I look at the evidence and what is most likely, and then I come to my conclusions. And from everything that I've seen, from the evidence that I have been privy to, from everything I've heard and what seems most plausible and reasonable to me, is that Trump is a client. Not a client insofar as, you know, the way that others were. I think that throughout his long relationship with Epstein, he had opportunities to avail himself of the candy and took them, and was probably filmed by Epstein, who is a craven opportunist, sort of kind of like Trump, because like attracts like. And you tend to be very much like people you are friends with. That's why you're friends. So I think he availed himself. I think there were videos. I think the deep state got those videos. I think the powers that be have this evidence, and they've been using it to control Trump on key issues to get him to go the way they want him to go, which means, yes, Trump is controlled. If you think anything else, you're a fool. It's pretty much why he was allowed to become president. You could also come to that conclusion. You could also come to the conclusion that, well, I mean, if the powers that be really have all this control, why would they allow Trump to become president again? Well, that's why. They got nothing to be afraid of. They got the goods on him. That's my view, but let me know what you think. Do you think Trump just became bored with the whole pursuit because he was never really interested in justice or rooting out corruption in the first place, and that was just some kind of opportunistic talking point to get more independents to vote for him during the election? Do you think that he's really all that concerned about the power structure collapsing? If the people on the client list, the people that were blackmailed essentially for being evil monsters, do you think he's really all that concerned about these folks being brought to the light of day, and then that causing people to lose faith in the government, and then everything collapses, and then we're living in Mad Max world? Do you think that's really what he's concerned about? Or do you think that, and this is what I believe, that he was on the list, that he was somebody that good old Jeffrey Epstein recorded, and he just never told Trump? But then Trump, you know, finds out that his friend has been arrested and convicted and thrown in jail on charges of doing this, that, and the other, and recording all these people. And he said to himself, didn't you think maybe he recorded me? Could there be evidence? And then he gets a call in the middle of the night. Hey, we got you on tape, buddy. You better go this way or else. I don't know. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that notification bell, because YouTube is not going to notify you of any of my new videos. Leave a comment. It's good for the algo. Also, consider supporting my work on Patreon or making a donation via my GoFundMe. You'll find those links in the description. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the MGTOW Philosopher, also known as the Realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.